I know it's hard to pay attention at Mass right now. Well, you can smell that delicious Knights of Columbus pancake breakfast coming in through the crevices of the door. I want to focus in briefly, because I gave a long homily 2 weeks ago, so you'll get a short one today, on the heart. We heard in our responsorial psalm, "If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts." The prophet Jeremiah says that the heart is the most treacherous of human things. Isn't that interesting? But I want to focus in on our heart when it comes to our relationship with Christ and with the Father. I think all of us have the experience of at times our hearts being inflamed, is if the Holy Spirit himself came down on us, and he does, like he did on the disciples at Pentecost, with tongues of fire. We've had that experience of a burning love within our hearts for God. But we've also had the experience of our hearts feeling abandoned, questioning, wondering, is this all real? So I want to read a short homily to you from one of the ancient fathers of the church. Now I know you say, oh, I have to pay attention. But listening is a great skill for the Christian, because it's only when we learn the art of listening well that we can begin to open our hearts to hear God speak to us. And our lives are crowded with so much distraction, so much technology as the news bombards us. So we'll take this as a practicing session on listening. And I'll try not to read it too monotone. When the fire in our heart starts to grow dim, we must remember that it was not us who lit the flame. It was God who loved us first. It is God who reaches out to us, who spoke to us, and who made us citizens of his heavenly kingdom. The moments and seasons in our journey where we find ourselves losing passion and wrestling with faith are often the times where God is most active. Times when we doubt the strength of our own faith can be moments of grace. This is big. Moments of grace where we are reminded that the whole of Christianity is one big, generous, divine gift. These trials take us away from relying on our own strength and looking to God as the author and perfecter of our faith. When we start to lose the fire in our hearts, God is asking not to look to our own strength, but to his mighty hand. We want to interpret these difficult times as a lack of strength in our own character, but in reality, they are an invitation to seek deeper communion with God. We may have to redouble our efforts, but we must first cultivate the desire for relationship with God. It is only in this divine human relationship that our strength and character will be renewed. But above all, we must never despair and allow the evil one to convince us that somehow we have failed in faith, or worse, have been abandoned by God, simply because one season of faith feels different than others. Each season of life brings its own trials. This is how we grow. But no one is ever abandoned by God. As St. Gregory the theologian says in one of his poems, "The divine healer stooped down to my unbearable pain." This is not just a description of the saving work of Christ, but the eternal truth of the character of who God is. It is the posture that God has ceaselessly towards human beings. And may we all be encouraged by this truth. God be with you.